Well, the 4th of April through to the 15th of April is going to be Commonwealth Games time on the Gold Coast. All of the great athletes of the Commonwealth are going to be competing in what happens every 4 years. Mick Miller is an elite performance coach and joins us on Australia Overnight. G'day, Mick.
G'day, all, and g'day to you, all your listeners there.
Good to have you with us, Mick. Mick, the last time we spoke, I think, was when you were all involved in the America's Cup, which was taking place in the Bahamas. That was a terrific event, and it was good to have you on board for that one. But, Mick, the next biggie, of course, is the Gold Coast and the Commonwealth Games. With only just a couple of weeks to go, there's no option for the last minute cramming for elite athletes preparing for this big event. Do they really cram, or is it a long-term thing?
It's a very long-term thing. There's no cramming really necessary when you've got an elite training program that you follow pretty well, much to the T, in association with your coach and your coaching team. You should pretty well peak on the day of the event, and that's what the athletes are aiming for.
That must be the most difficult thing to do, though. You know, if you're training, you know, even for a couple of years, you know, between Olympic Games and Commonwealth Games, hoping to be there and be right on the day, how do they get their heads around that?
Well, that's a really great question, Al, because all athletes love to train. They love to run. They love to lift weights. They love to swim. They love to do all those things. But to go to an elite athlete and go, you know what, we've only got about, you know, less than 2 weeks to go now to your major event, and we've got to actually cut down the swimming. We've got to cut down the lifting of the weights. We've got to cut back the cycling or the running that you're doing. And mentally, this is a massive challenge for a lot of athletes to get their heads in the right space to go, you know what, I've done enough homework. I've done all my training. I haven't missed any sessions. I've been on time every time. I've eaten the right food. I've gone to bed at the right time. I've hydrated myself. I've done all those things. I've ticked all those boxes. And now I've just got to get my head in the right space to allow myself to relax and go into this environment and reach a successful outcome. So the next 9 or 10 days is really challenging for a lot of elite athletes because they're still doing a little bit of training, but not nearly as much of training. And then they've got all this little bit of spare time on their hands, and they've got to have their heads in the right space to know that they've correctly done all the right homework along the way.
And to be honest, I can't even imagine how they could be doing that. It must be the most difficult thing to do. So in this couple of weeks leading up to the 4th of April, when it all starts, they surely just can't say it's time to relax. They must be doing some.
Yeah, they're actually doing some training, but the training loads have really, really decreased. And in that, you know, there's a lot of positive comments and a lot of positive environments that you're in, where your coach and your assistant team, they're actually rewarding you with all the things, great things that you've done. And even though you've only done maybe a half an hour session in the weight room instead of an hour and a half or 2 hours weight session, you're just topping yourself up, and you've got to be in a really, really great headspace to be able to go, you know, I'm doing enough here, and if I do too much, it could really detriment my chances of reaching a successful outcome.
Indeed, that's amazing. And of course, you know, when it comes to Olympic Games or Commonwealth Games time, in this case, you know, the opening ceremony must be an event that would be a bit tiring for athletes.
Well, it is tiring for some athletes, but now, as you know, there's some athletes that are representing, maybe it might be the second or third Commonwealth Games, and there's some athletes that are representing for the very first time. And each time that you put on a green and gold blazer with a coat of arms on it, it lifts you in a different direction every single time. So to be able to be on top of that adrenaline and all that excitement is a major thing, because that's energy, that demands a lot of energy sometimes that can be drained out of an athlete. And we don't want to... And an athlete realizes that they don't want to leave all their adrenaline and energy out on the opening ceremony track when they might be competing the day after.
When you've got some of the old timers, as you said, some have been to, you know, two or three Olympic Games and two or three Commonwealth Games, do they become mentors for the youngsters coming along?
Very much so. And look, you know, you won't get a better mentor than someone, you know, than speaking to someone who's been in that environment, or as we say, been in the trench before. And not just with athletes, but there's a number of coaches and assistant coaches and physios and doctors and other people that are part of that whole that whole team. I mentioned the word team. It could even be parents from previous campaigns before, which can actually help guide the more newer recruits to enjoy the involvement, the environment, plus also to be able to perform in the environment as well.
Well, when it comes to the Australian team, I imagine we will probably have the biggest team competing in this Commonwealth Games at the Gold Coast. Can you sort of just pull a number out of the air for me? Give me an approximate number of how many people are actually going to be involved in it. I'm not talking about those who are sort of running the function, but the athletes and those associated with the athletes. Would it be hundreds or even maybe thousands of people?
It would definitely be thousands. Just give you a bit of an idea on a ratio. For an elite athlete to represent Australia, that's one athlete in a single event. There's usually between 20 and 30 support teams behind the scenes that actually help that athlete, from the state institutes and also from the Australian Institute to the sport, that actually are there to support the athletes so they can actually compete in these events.
Quite incredible. Mick, state by state, do you know how many, how represented each state is? Do we have any idea?
Because some of the athletes actually might be from Tasmania, but they've been training in Victoria for like the last couple of years. So it sort of moves around a little bit. But look, you know, they're going to carry one banner, and that's the best banner, and that's the green and gold for Australia. So look, I hope that all your listeners can get behind, you know, and send out a great energy to all the athletes there, and all the other support team that are actually competing, you know, at that level at the Commonwealth Games. It's going to be a great event, Al.
Indeed it is. I've heard that this radio network has an association with the Seven Network, who are going to be televising, I think, you know, most of the events out of the Gold Coast across their entire Seven platform. So there's going to be plenty of good viewing and plenty of good listening for it as well. Mick, looking forward to it. It starts on the 4th of April, goes through until the 15th. Promises to be another terrific event for Australia. And it looks as though the Gold Coast have done a whole heap of work and have set things up really beautifully.
Look, Al, I've just come back from the Gold Coast last night, and they're excited. Everyone at the Gold Coast excited. Everyone from the people from the fella who allows the planes to land at the airport there, to the people selling coffees, to the taxi drivers, to everybody's really excited to embrace the whole environment and be part of that whole atmosphere. And I'm sure it's not just going to be the athletes that do Australia proud. It's going to be the whole country of allowing all these other athletes to come in from other nations and really enjoy what Australia's got to offer.
Well done to the Gold Coast for putting it on. They've obviously putting on a lot of effort and indeed a lot of money into putting these games on as well. Mick Miller, always good to talk with you. Mick, people can follow you on your website, can't they?
That's correct, Al. www.mickmiller.com.au. Thanks again, Al.
Always great talking to you. Have a great weekend, Mick.
Likewise. Thank you.